Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Asyatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, where is God? He would very often answer in ways which showed that God is just around us. For instance, if a journalist would ask him, have you seen God? He would ask, have you ever drunk water?
Kada bi ga novinari pitali jeste li vidjeli Boga, on bi im odgovorio natrag, jeste li kada pili vodu?
And when the journalist would say yes, but what does this have to do with my question?
Novinari bi rekli da, ali kakve to veze ima s mojim pitanjem?
Prabhupada would answer, Krishna is the taste in water. So if you have drunk water, you have actually experienced God.
Prabhupada bi odgovorio, Krishna je okus vode, ali ako ste ikada pili vodu, onda ste i kušali Boga.
Sometimes when Prabhupada was asked if he would have seen God, he would say yes, every day on the altar.
Kada bi ponekad Prabhupada upitali da li je vidio Boga, on bi odgovorio, da, svaki dan ga vidim na oltaru.
Sometimes, I remember one time there was let me say it like this. However, Prabhupada didn't make it a cheap thing to see or to experience God.
Prabhupada nije rekao da je to jeftina stvar vidjeti ili iskusiti Boga.
To see or experience God, he said, was only possible for someone who was qualified.
Rekao je da je vidjeti i iskusiti Boga moguće samo za nekoga koji je kvalificiran.
It is easy, in other words, to see or experience God for the qualified person.
Drugim riječima, lako je za kvalificiranu osobu da vidi i iskusi Boga.
I remember how once a journalist came to Srila Prabhupada challenging him, can you show me God?
Sjećam se kako je jednom došao jedan novinar Srila Prabhupada i izazivao ga, možeš li mi pokazati Boga?
And he said, yes, but first sit down. Then the journalist was sitting down, getting ready for the mystical experience. But Prabhupada told him, no, no, first you must become qualified. You must become like these devotees.
Novinar je sjeo i spremio se da doživi mistično iskustvo. Međutim, Prabhupada mu je rekao, ne, ne, prvo se moraš kvalificirati i biti poput ovih bhakta.
For a God-conscious person, it is very easy to perceive God. But for someone who is not God-conscious, it is impossible.
Za osobu svjesnu Boga lako je opaziti, percipirati Boga. Međutim, za osobu koja nije svjesna Boga, to je nemoguće.
To make myself a little bit better understandable, I would today like to discuss on how to perceive Krishna.
Da bih vam to bolje objasnio, želio bih danas pričati o tome kako vidjeti Krishna.
I would want to show you that to perceive Krishna in one's life is a matter of one's concentration or one's attention.
Želio bih vam ukazati na to da je vidjeti Boga zapravo stvar nečije koncentracije, odnosno pažnje.
And to make this point clear, I will tell you a modern story which will make you wonder.
Da bih vam to razjasnio, ispričat ću vam jednu suvremenu priču koja će vas činiti da zamislite.
Once a native Indian, that is a red Indian, visited his friend, an American, in New York.
Jednom je jedan Indijac posjetio svog prijatelja u New Yorku.
It was noon time.
To je bio Indijanac u stvari.
Yeah, Indijanac, yes. It was noon time in New York.
To je bilo podne u New Yorku.
The cars were screeching around the corner. Yeah!
Automobili su pravili buku, škripili u zaulima.
There was a lot of noise.
Bila je velika buka.
Of people going to their work and coming back from their work.
Ljudi su odlazili na posao i vraćali se s posla.
The trams were making noise.
Tramvaji su također pravili buku.
The cars were producing clouds of exhaust fumes.
Automobili su proizvodili oblake ispušnih plinova.
In the midst of it, the Red Indian said, "I hear a cricket. Listen."
Usred te buke je crveni Indijanac rekao, čujem
cvrčka. Cvrčka? Yes, cvrčka. Yes, cvrčka. So the American man from New York said, You must be bewildered. This noise must have gotten in your head. There's no switchka here. It is we are in the midst of New York.
Amerikanac, ta New Yorkčanin mu je rekao, mora da si se zabunio, mi smo usred New Yorka i tu nema nikakvih switchaka, taj zvuk mora da je u tvom umu.
The Red Indian said, No, listen.
Indijas je rekao, ne, slušajte samo.
And he went over the he crossed the road.
I prešao je cestu.
Almost he was killed by the cars. There were so many.
Gotovo da je poginuo, jer su ga skoro udarili.
Four lanes going this way, four lanes going that way.
Su u obje strane išle po četiri trake.
Then he went to where some where there was beton.
Zatim je otišao do
betono.
Beton.
Yes. And in the midst of this beton place there were some shrubs. Shrubs means like a little bush, but only this big.
Dakle, usred tog zabetoniranog dijela bilo je i malo kao grmlje, nekoliko cvjetova.
And the Red Indian reached into these little bushes and He took shrubs out of the bush.
Indijanac je zavukao ruku to grmlje i zvukao cvrčka.
So his friend said, "How is it possible?"
A prijatelj je rekao, "Kako je to moguće?"
You must have superhuman ears to hear this.
Mora da imaš nekakve nadljudske uši da si to mogao čuti.
I cannot imagine how you could possibly have heard the shrubs in the midst of this hellish noise of New York.
Ne mogu uopće zamisliti kako si mogao čuti cvrčka u ovom paklenom, u ovoj paklenoj buci New Yorka.
The Red Indian said, no, it is my ears are as good or as bad as your ears.
Crveni Indijanac je rekao, ne, moje uši su isto tako dobre kao i tvoje.
But my attention is fixed on something else.
No, moja pažnja je usredotočena na nešto drugo.
It's a question of your attention.
To je pitanje tvoje usredotočenosti.
I want to show you.
Želim ti pokazati.
The Red Indian took out his purse and discreetly took a few coins out and let them drop on the sidewalk. Kling.
Indijanac je zavukao ruku u džep i izvadio nekoliko kovanica i spustio ih na beton.
Now immediately about 25 heads turned around. to see if it was maybe them who had lost some novats. It was mystical. And the Red Indian said, "See? It's a question of your attention."
To je samo pitanje tvoje pažnje.
If you have fixed your attention on nature, you will see nature everywhere. If you fixed it on novac, you will see the novac everywhere.
Ako si usredotočio svoju pažnju na prirodu, onda ćeš svugdje vidjeti prirodu. A ako si usredotočio na novac, onda ćeš vidjeti novac posljedno.
Yes. What do you think of this example?
Što mislite o tom primjeru?
It is an example which holds also true for your life.
To je primjer koji je u vašem životu značajan.
The moment you decide to give your full attention to Krishna,
u trenutku kad odlučite svoju punu pažnju dati Krishni,
Krishna will reveal himself and you will perceive him.
Krishna će vam se razotkriti i moći ćete ga opaziti.
He says so in the Bhagavad Gita in a very interesting verse which I will repeat to you.
On je tako izjavio u Bhagavad Gita u jednom vrlo zanimljivom stihu koji ću vam ponoviti.
Krishna says, for him who has controlled the mind, the super soul is already reached.
Krishna kaže, za onoga koja je ovladao umom, nadduša je već dosegnuta.
Let us think a little bit on this verse.
Razmislimo malo o ovome stihu.
Krishna speaks of mind control here.
Krishna ovdje govori o kontroli uma.
And he says, once that mind is controlled, you can see God in the heart.
I kaže da jednom kada je um ovladan, možemo vidjeti Boga u srcu.
This is a very profound spiritual knowledge. Most of the time our minds are running, are very engaged with the things of this world.
Većinu vremena naš um provodi angažiran u različite stvari u ovom svijetu.
Even when we sleep, our mind does not sleep.
Čak i dok spavamo, naš um ne spava.
It is still engaged with the things which we have seen or heard about throughout the day.
I dalje je angažiran na stvarima koje smo čuli ili vidjeli tijekom dana.
Or with the things which we love most or which we hate most.
Ili na stvarima koje jako volimo ili najviše mrzimo.
Do you know that you think the average amount of thoughts which you think per day is 32,000 thoughts a day?
Znate li da je prosjek misli koje imamo tokom dana 32,000 misli?
32,000, so much.
To je tako mnogo.
And most of them are old thoughts.
A većina njih su stare misli.
Oh, he doesn't like me.
Oh, on mene ne voli.
I am not good enough.
Ja nisam dovoljno dobar.
I have no chance in this life.
Nemam šanse u ovom životu.
No one appreciates my qualities.
Nitko ne cijeni moje odlike.
Or you think in another modus.
Tako smo u lošem raspolaganju.
I have to get this.
Moram dobiti to.
I have to endeavor.
Moram se truditi.
Somehow or other, I will show this other person.
Na ovaj ili onaj način pokazati ću toj osobi.
Or my friends.
Ili moji prijatelji.
Yes, psychologists have found out that the mind is either, you know, retrieving, going back and being sad and depressed, or it is very aggressive and goes forward.
Psiholozi su ustanovili da um ili počiva u prošlosti i jadikuje ili je vrlo agresivan i misli na budućnost.
Or it simply plays your own homemade movies of reality for you.
Ili vam jednostavno odigrava vaše kućne filmove realnosti za vas.
Do you know these families who have the video camera and they always film these absolutely boring things and then
znate li za obitelji koje imaju kućni video i stalno prikazuju dosadne stvari
and then they show you here we were in Rijeka and here's the ship which comes into the harbor
pokazuju evo ovdje sam bio u Rijeci evo ovdje brod koji ulazi u luku
this is Hamburg and here is a ship which comes into the harbor. So the umski is always playing his homemade movies, which are not so interesting, really.
Tako um stalno prikazuje svoje kućne filmove koji zaista nisu baš jako zanimljivi.
So Krishna says, control the mind.
I zato Krishna kaže, kontroliraj svoj um.
Make it your friend.
Učini ga svojim prijateljem.
Tell your 32,000 thoughts a day what they should think. It's such a valuable treasure what you think.
Ono na što misliš je tako dragocjeno blago.
What you think will determine how you live your life.
Ono na što misliš odrediti će kako će živjeti svoj život.
So if we can just focus our mind on Krishna,
then the Lord
in the heart is reached and he responds.
Tada ćemo doseći gospodina u srcu i on će odgovoriti.
It's a matter of giving the right things, giving attention to the right things, really.
To je samo stvar koncentriranja pažnje na prave stvari.
A few weeks back we have made a given a seminar in Germany called The Higher Connection.
Prije nekoliko tjedana u Njemačkoj smo predstavili seminar pod naslovom Viša povezanost.
And we have played the music of Mozart there.
Tamo smo svirali, puštali smo muziku Mozarta.
We have shown also some movies of mountain climbers.
A također smo pokazali neke filmove o planinarima.
Do you know what Mozart and a mountain climber like Reinhold Messner have in common?
Da li znate što je zajedničko Mozartu i planinaru poput Reinholda Messnera?
They have determined what they want.
Oni su ustanovili što zapravo žele.
They have fixed their mind.
Oni su sredotočili svoj um.
Mozart wanted to make very nice music, and the Lord in the heart has inspired him to find these very beautiful compositions.
Mozart je želio komponirati lijepu glazbu i Krishna ga inspirirao da pronađe te lijepe kompozicije.
It was Krishna.
To je bio Krishna.
It was not instinct.
To nije bio instinct.
Mozart has described how he found his beautiful works of art.
Mozart je opisao kako je pronašao svoja lijepa remedijela.
He said that when I think least of it,
on je rekao, kada najmanje razmišljam o tome,
when I'm on a walk through nature,
kada šetam prirodom,
all of a sudden the musical idea is given to me.
Odjednom mi je data ideja glazbe.
I hear the whole symphony in its entirety.
Čujem cijelu simfoniju u svojoj cjelokupnosti.
It's not that piece by piece it is given, my mind makes it up, but all of a sudden it's a gift here, as if someone says, here is your musical composition.
U moj um ne dolaze komadići po komadići te glazbe, nego odjednom mi se cijela ta
when I'm hanging on the mountain and I think this it that this is it, old fool. And when I pray at that time, because I have no other recluse,
tada se molim jer nemam drugog utočišta,
I seem to get strength from somewhere and the inspirations how to climb on.
Odjednom od nekud dobijem snagu i inspiraciju da se nastavim penjati.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that he is the ability in man.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna opisuje da je on sposobnost u čovjeku.
But one must control his mind.
No, čovjek mora kontrolirati svoj.
One must fix it.
Mora ga usredotočiti.
The 32,000 thoughts are like ants which crawl over our head.
Te 32,000 misli su poput mrava koji nam puze kroz.
Mrava, all over. If you put them in one stream, and they walk in one stream, then something happens.
Ako ih međutim poredate da idu u jednoj koloni, onda se nešto događa.
Yata yata nishchalati, Krishna says. Wherever the mind races, bring it back under the control of the self.
Krishna kaže, gdje god um odluta, vrati ga natrag pod svoju kontrolu.
This principle is especially relevant for someone in spiritual life.
To načelo je naročito značajno za nekoga u duhovnom životu.
And devotee means the mind.
Bhakta znači um.
Or the many minds. They must be controlled. What can we do as devotees to achieve this? One very important point is reading in scripture. But the reading will only work if you start to reflect on what you have read.
Ali dok čitamo, moramo početi razmišljati o tome što smo pročitali.
If you deeply think, what does this mean in my life and how can I apply it?
Ako duboko razmislimo o tome što to znači u mom životu i kako to mogu primijeniti.
At that time the scriptures give you new eyes.
Tada vam spisi daju nove oči.
Eyes to see reality.
Oči kojima možete vidjeti stvarnost.
What else can we do to control our thoughts?
Što još možemo učiniti da kontroliramo naše misli?
One is reflective reading.
Jedno je dakle duboko misaono čitanje.
Another is simply taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
A drugo je jednostavno uzeti zaštitu lotosovih stopa Krishna.
To surrender to Krishna. To pray to him.
Molite se.
Please, my dear Lord, show me my next steps.
Molite, moj dragi gospodine, pokaži mi moje iduće korake.
And when you receive a sign, then go these steps.
Dobili znak, onda krenite tim koracima.
Krishna waits for us to do this.
Krishna čeka na nas da to učinimo.
He wants more than we can possibly want to return back home, that we return into the kingdom of God.
On želi više nego što mi možemo to željeti, da se vratimo natrag u kraljestvo Boga.
Because people in this age are so faithless and so stubbornly attached to material life, most of them don't really want to join God in his dance in the spiritual world.
Jer ljudi ovoga doba su tako nevjerni i većina njih niti ne želi da se vrati natrag u duhovni svijet i da tamo pleše.
But if someone sincerely wants to go back home, back to Godhead, and take shelter of Krishna in a helpless way, praying to him, the Lord will give him all facilities to return back to Godhead.
Ali ako neko zaista iskreno želi vratiti se kući i preda se iskreno, onda će mu Krishna dati sve mogućnosti da se vrati natrag kući Bogu.
It's the Lord who gives music to Mozart.
Bog je taj koji daje Mozartu glazbu.
It's the Lord who gives strength to Reinhold Messner, the mountain climber. Don't you think he will give you inspiration if you want to go back home, back to Godhead? But you have to concentrate your mind. You have to want it. Hare Krishna, this is what I wanted to explain to you today. Please sometimes remember the red Indian in New York City. Wherever your attention is fixed, that's where you will get your perceptions. I want to thank you very much that you have listened so carefully to what I had to say today.
Želim vam svima zahvaliti što ste tako pažljivo slušali ovo što sam želio reći danas.
I would like to speak your language, but it seems too late for an old man to learn Croatian.
Želio bih govoriti vaš jezik, međutim čini se da je prekasno stariju čovjeka da počne učiti hrvatski.
So, but that was... Was the first time where you translated with me? Was very nice. Yeah. Let us see now if there are some questions. I have today not spoken very long because I think that you might like to pose some questions.
Danas nisam dugo govorio, smatram da imate kakvih pitanja koje želite postaviti.
Yes, please.
Why is our attention wandering around on everything but Krishna?
Dobro pitanje. Pitanje?
Yes.
Pitanje. Dobro pitanje. Yes. This question is discussed in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work Harinam Chintamani. The work Harinam Chintamani is translated into the English English speaking language as the jewel, the wish fulfilling jewel of the holy name.
Dijelo Harinama Čintamani je prevedeno na engleski jezik kao dragulj svetog imena koji ispunjava želje.
In that work, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that someone who can chant with full concentration the holy name is automatically avoiding all the other blocks which keep the Lord from revealing himself.
U tom dijelu Šrila Bhaktivinoda opisuje kako onaj koji je sposoban usredotočiti se na pjevanje svetog imena automatski otklanja sve blokove koje priječe da nam se Krishna razotkrije.
And in the 10th or 11th chapter he naturally asked the question, why can't we be attentive when we chant?
U 10. ili 11. poglavlju on upravo postavlja to pitanje, zašto ne možemo biti usredotočeni dok
And he isolates basically three reasons.
On je tako pronalazi tri razloga.
One is indifference.
Prvi je indiferentnost, nema.
Indifference means we are simply not fascinated with the desire to go back home, back to Godhead.
Indiferentno znači da jednostavno nismo fascinirani idejom da se vratimo kući Bogu.
Now, another reason which he isolates is that we are too absorbed in material life.
Drugi razlog koji on izdvaja je da smo previše apsorbirani u materijalni život.
It is so absorbirated, you're so engaged in other things, in material things, that it's very, very difficult for you to give enough thought to spiritual things.
Tako ste zaokupljeni drugim stvarima u materijalnom životu da vam je teško svoje misli položiti, posvetiti duhovnim stvarima.
Obviously, it is important for us to deal with the material world.
Očito za nas je važno da djelujemo u materijalnom svijetu.
But there is a certain granica, and if you pass over it, you become caught by the monster.
Postoji određena granica i ako ju pređete, uhvatit će vas čudovište.
It's like, you know, in the factory when people work with a machine. But if they come too close, it takes the hand and makes a piece of cheese out of it. So this is when you come too close with the material energy, it just wraps you, grabs you, pulls you, drags you.
Kada dođete previše blizu materijalnoj energiji, ona vas jednostavno zgrabi, odvuče i smrži.
Most of us have come a little bit too close. And therefore, we can't pull ourselves out and concentrate on Krishna. So, indifference and material absorption.
Indiferentnost i materijalna zaokupljenost.
And also another is diversion. You know that you try, that's when you chant Hare Krishna, and something, then your eyes want to see something else, your ears want to hear something else, your mind wants to think something else, and you are diverted.
A treća stvar je rastresenost. Kada mantrate, jednostavno vaše oči žele vidjeti nešto drugo, vaše uši žele slušati nešto drugo i vaš um na koncu biva odlučan.
But in the most cases, this material absorption is the reason why we can't think of Krishna, and but of everything that we think of everything else.
Ali u većini slučajeva je upravo materijalna zaokupljenost ta koja nas priječi da ne mislimo na Krishnu nego o svemu drugome.
Do you know, each year Shishtikarta and myself, we go to Vrindavan.
Svake godine Shishtikarta ja odlazim u Vrindavan.
We stop everything else.
Sve drugo zaustavljamo.
We just go to the holy place
and say,
and we say, my dear Krishna, here we are, please take us the way we are.
I kažemo, dragi moj Krishna, evo nas ovdje, molim vas, molim te prihvati nas kakvi jesmo.
And we chant the whole day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I tako mantramo po cijeli dan.
It's clear to us, we are also very absorbed in whatever we do in the West.
Jasno je da smo mi također jako zaokupljeni time što radimo na zapadu.
But now we need to absorb ourselves in Krishna.
No sada se moramo zaokupiti Krishna.
And we think it is, we can do this best at his holy place where he appeared, that is Vrindavan Dham.
I smatramo da to možemo najbolje učiniti na mjestu gdje se on pojavio, a to je Vrindavan Dham.
We make an absorption marathon.
Tamo napravimo jedan maraton apsorbiranosti.
And it sometimes works.
I ponekad djeluje.
So I would recommend you also, when you have holidays,
i vama bi isto preporučio, kad imate praznike,
go to some place where you can be a little bit for yourself and with Krishna.
Otičite na neko mjesto gdje možete biti malo sami s Krishna.
Go in the solitude.
Osamite se malo.
And then have a very spiritual program where you read, where you eat simple food, not too much, not too little, and where you chant more rounds than you do usually.
Organizirajte si jedan duhovni program u kome živite, jednostavno jedete manje nego inače i mantrate mantru više nego inače.
You must pull yourself out of the arms of the monster before it's too late.
Morate se izvući iz ruku čudovišta prije nego što bude prekasno.
Hare Krishna. This is a little strong, sorry, but this is the only, we have to absorb ourselves in Krishna, and it's best when you get some free time to do this.
Ovo je možda malo teško, ali moramo se zaobići.
Malo teško, yes.
A to je najbolje učiniti kad smo sami.
I've been trying to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for many years, but I can't succeed it regularly. And I think it's because I can't understand the effect of Maha Mantra. You know, book is written, it's like falling moon. But somehow,
it's like blazing fire.
Yes. It's somehow poetical. And
yeah.
Can you explain to me what's the effect of chanting the Maha Mantra? Zato što u njegovoj knjizi piše da efekt mantra na Maha mantra, da je to kao neka raslađujući mjesec, ali to je ovako malo poetski rečeno, a onako, govori to malo jasnije.
The effect of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra is that you come in contact with Krishna in his form of sound vibration.
Učinak pjevanja Hare Krishna mantre je taj da dolazite u dodir sa Krishnom u obliku njegove duhovne vibracije.
Once there was a god brother of mine who gave the same answer to a question posed by an atheist. What is this chanting doing?
Jednom jedan moj god brother odgovorio na isti način na pitanje jednog ateista, što predstavlja to pjevanje?
It's only a sound.
To je samo zvuk.
There is no strength in the sound.
U zvuku nema nikakve snage.
Sound can't move anything.
Zvuk ne može ništa pomaknuti.
It's just a sound.
To je samo zvuk.
My god brother was thinking for a moment.
Moj brother je malo razmišljao.
And then he said with firm conviction that this question is the most foolish question which I have ever heard. It is posed by the greatest fool in the universe.
I zatim je s velikom uvjerenošću rekao da je to najgluplje pitanje koje je ikad čuo i da ga je postavila najgluplja osoba u svemiru.
He was very calm and very serious.
Bio je vrlo miran i ozbiljan.
And the man was getting red. And my god brother said, look at you, you are totally under the control of your anger. You are not only a fool, you are such an uncontrolled primitive barbarian. I have never seen such a man.
And my god brother mu je rekao, pogledaj se samo, toliko si pod kontrolom ljutnje da nisi samo glup, nego si najprimitivniji barbar.
The man was, you know, almost getting ready to kill my god brother. Then my god brother said, sorry, I'm very sorry, but I wanted to show to you how powerful sound is. Hare Krishna. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is, if you chant it properly, is very effective on your consciousness.
Dakle, ako pažljivo, pravilno pjevaš Hare Krishna mantru, onda ono ima veliki učinak.
A few weeks ago, I was invited by the Belgium community in Radadesh to give a japa workshop there.
Prije nekoliko tjedana pozvali su me u zajednicu na Radadešu da predstavim seminar, zapravo radionicu džape.
And I wanted to give them an illustration about the effects of different sounds.
Želio sam im ilustrirati učinke različitih zvukova.
I didn't warn them before what I was going to do. I just put a tape in the tape recorder by a musical band called Iron Maiden.
Nisam im rekao, nisam im upozorio što ću učiniti, nego sam jednostavno pokrenuo glazbu grupe koja se zove Iron Maiden.
They were sitting there, you know, Pujariji, temple presidentji, cleaning mataji.
Tamo su sjedili svi Pujari i temple presidenti i mataji.
And they were thinking, oh, just now this celebrated author of the Nectarian Ocean will give a very elevating talk on the holy name. And then I just lit up. It was such an, you know, such an aggressive, destructive sound vibration that the loudspeakers fell down from their board.
Tako je to bila tako agresivna i razarajuća zvučna vibracija da su sa zida pali.
And the temple devotees looked like as if everyone was sitting on the dentist chair. And I said, thank you very much. This was the effect of the mode of ignorance. Now we will hear a sound from the mode of goodness. And we had some Hare Krishna. We had some nice sound of classical music. Not flute music with sitar, you know.
Zatim smo slušali glazbu, flaute, sitara i slično.
And then we, then they went like, you saved us. Said, thank you. This was the mode, sound in the mode of goodness. But now we will hear sound in the mode of the transcendental sound, and we played some music of Srila Prabhupada where he sang the Hare Krishna mantra.
A sada ćemo čuti transcendentalni zvuk i onda smo pustili malo pjesmu gdje Srila Prabhupada pjeva Maha mantru.
So the reason why you don't experience the sound of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra can be that you are maybe not attentive enough.
Razlog zašto ne možete iskusiti zvuk Hare Krishna mantre je u tome što možda niste dovoljno pažljivi.
You are a young man of today, and maybe your mind is too engaged and involved with the things of the world.
Vi ste mladi ljudi čiji je um možda angažiran na različitim stvarima ovoga svijeta.
It might be good for you before chanting to read a little bit in spiritual books.
Možda bi vam bilo dobro da prije mantranja malo čitate duhovne knjige.
Or even better if you have a very peaceful place at home where you chant.
Ili još bolje ako kod kuće imate mirno mjesto gdje možete mantrati.
Where you make a nice altar.
Možete napraviti lijepi oltar.
Close the door. And there is no disturbance.
Da ne bude nikakvih uznemirenja.
And then you try to really put your mind into the transcendental sound vibration.
A zatim možete zaista svoj um usredotočiti na transcendentalnu zvučnu vibraciju.
In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a wonderful example of how when the mind is concentrated, you do not perceive the other things.
U 11. pjevanju Bhagavatama dat je divan primjer o tome kako možete, kako ako ste koncentrirani na vibraciju, ne možete misliti na druge stvari.
It's about an arrow maker who sits near the road when the king and his royal retinue passes.
Govori o jednom izrađivaču strijela koji je sjedio uz put kada su naišli po tom putu kralji, njegova kraljevska pratnja.
Now when the retinue has and the king has passed, the arrow maker looks up and he has not seen anything.
Kada su kralji, njegova pratnja prošli, taj izrađivač strijela je podigao pogled i nije vidio nikoga.
His friend comes to him and says, have you seen the king and the queen and all these musicians and wasn't it very interesting?
Prišao mu jedan njegov prijatelj i pitao ga, nisi li vidio kralja i kraljicu i njegovu pratnju, glazbenike, nije to bilo lijepo?
And the arrow maker says, no, I have not, I only saw my arrow.
Ne, rekao je taj izrađivač strijela, vidio sam samo svoju strijelu.
This is what happens when you concentrate your mind.
To se događa kad usredotočite svoj um.
You see, you actually only hear the Hare Krishna mantra.
Vidite samo Hare Krishna mantra.
I can guarantee you that 80% of our members of Hare Krishna don't do this.
Garantiram vam da 80% naših pripadnika ne čini tako.
And therefore 80% go back to material life.
Iz toga se 80% njih vraća u materijalni život.
It's good if you want spiritual life that you start with this practice before you are have lost all your taste.
Ako želiš početi s duhovnim životom, dobro je da misliš na to ako ne želiš izgubiti ukus.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Kada vidimo da nismo dovoljno koncentrirani na mantranje, kako to možemo poboljšati?
You are the sister of Stavavali? Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes, when we notice it, a very good advice which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives is to chant in the association of devotees.
Kada to primijetimo, dobar savjet koji nam daje Bhaktivinoda Thakur je da mantramo u društvu bhakta.
Now this is not always possible when we are at home.
No, to nije uvijek moguće kad smo kod kuće.
Then we can put a tape, a japa tape of Srila Prabhupada on it, in a little bit in the back, and then the atmosphere will be full with spiritual sound vibration, and it's much easier for us to concentrate.
Kada možemo u pozadini pustiti traku sa mantranjem džapom Šila Prabhupada, i onda će nam, kada se sobu ispuni taj transcendentalni zvuk, biti mnogo lakše da se usredotočimo.
Also, one thing is, when you are chanting and you feel unconcentrated, usually you can't do so much at that moment because the mind is so active already.
Druga stvar je, kada primijetimo da smo dekoncentrirani, onda obično u tom trenutku ne možemo učiniti ništa jer je naš um suviše rastrgan.
You need at that time you have to just try as good as you can to bring your mind back.
U tom trenutku moramo jednostavno učiniti ono najbolje što možemo da vratimo naš um nazad.
But what you can do very effectively is before you can see why am I so agitated in my life that I can't concentrate on the mantra.
Ali ono što možemo učinkovito napraviti je pitati se zašto sam sad tako uznemiren, zašto se ne mogu koncentrirati na mantru.
You have to do something in your life to become more peaceful again.
Moraš učiniti nešto u svom životu da bi postala ponovo mirnija.
Maybe you are not satisfied.
Možda nisi zadovoljan.
Maybe you have some quarrel with someone.
Možda si se posao.
Maybe you have not eaten enough. Or maybe you have eaten too much. Whatever it is, you have to see that your mind is so out of balance. What is a very, very good method, if you feel so unconcentrated, you can put your japa aside and sing Hare Krishna. It really works.
Vrlo dobar metod je jednostavno odložiti džapu i zapjevati glasno Hare Krishna. To zaista djeluje.
Or sing a bhajan.
Ili pjevati bhajan.
This really works.
To zaista dobro djeluje.
Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati Thakur said that kirtan is really very, very nice to bring the mind under control.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur kaže da je kirtan vrlo dobar metod da vrati um natrag pod kontrolu.
You could maybe learn to play an instrument like harmonium, and then you have your bhajan in between, and then you can chant much better afterwards.
Možeš na primjer naučiti neki instrument poput harmonija, i onda možeš u tim pauzama u međuvremenu malo zasvirati i tako vratiti svoj um.
That works very nicely to control the mind.
To djeluje vrlo dobro za kontroliranje uma.
Right, Hare Krishna. I think we have now 7 o'clock, and there is an arati going, so I would suggest that we do a little kirtan and afterwards take prasadam. Is this a good program?
Sada yes. Sada je najbolje da sada održimo jedan mali kirtan, a kasnije ćemo prasadam.